This is session number 251, recorded on February 11th, copyright 2010, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved. We're starting at 7:27 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good morning. Remember when we talked about Glasgow Street in Zurich, Gloucestershire?
Right, well then on the show we brought up Buzz's objection, and then Ion gave a new spelling. I got an email today from Bud. It's called Rue de la Gloucestershire, Zurich. He says, I don't need verification of Ion's stuff. In brackets, why would I need it? I haven't heard anything that I haven't heard before or thought of or experienced myself. Nonetheless, when it comes to its, quote, factual utterances, they are usually unverifiable or, when verifiable, incorrect. So why put it out there? I am merely pointing out that since they, being omniscient entities, in brackets from Georgia, but they're not entities, I would say, and since they took the trouble to pontificate these facts ex cathedra, you all should be able to get things like place names correct. N'est-ce pas?
French.
N'est-ce pas? There's also no Rue de la Gloucestershire, Zurich. So I listened to the section where Ion said it Wednesday, and his words, Gloucestershire, the way he spells it, he has S-H-E-R. It was actually spelled as C-H-E-R. So I Googled it, and it still didn't come up with anything. So he says, there's also no Rue de la Gloucestershire, Zurich. Zurich is a German-speaking section of C-H, capital C-H. I don't know what that is. So it would be a Strasse. Not Rue, which is French. There's no German or French word Gloucestershire. Google Gloucestershire and you get zero, zilch results. However, the Urban Dictionary does have the word Glock, G-L-O-U-G-H, and is defined as to make up words, to create words that do not exist until now. So then he says, this is an Ionic method, to Glock in the dark. So, what is it that Ion is on about this street? And it's odd to have a French Rue de la in Zurich, unless there is a French section. Do you have a defense to Buzz's accusations of inaccuracy?
No defense, not inaccurate. There's many things that we speak of that you humans can't validate, so it's not. They'll give it to the scientists, and then it'll be proven, and then it'll be found, and then you'll be happy or not.
You're pretty sure there's a street which has this...
Pretty sure. Is that like as opposed to marginally...
Yeah, you marginally uncertain. Okay,
no.
Why is he not... It's because it's an obscure street name and it's not going to show
no,
up?
No, we said in the show, it's those damn car keys. Ion, where are my car keys? They're in the drawer. No, they're not. I took the drawer out. I dumped the drawer out. It's not in the drawer. I burnt the house down. There was no keys in the ashes. There's no keys. And then they look and they go, oh my God, there they were all the time.
Do you want to give some other street names? It is near.
No, it doesn't matter. It matters not. He said it best. Why go into it? So we've been clear, we've been empirical, we've done everything but take you there and tell you where the key is and who has it, and that still wouldn't do it. So it's like next, 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 what's next? So after about a minute of your time, then you've lost interest anyway, so he's right. What's the point?
Why would there be a street named Rue de la Gloucestershire?
That's the name of the street.
With the French. So I'm going to bring this up on the show next week, so you can repeat what you said, but I will,
of course,
do it in public. I just think you should maybe explain a little more about it. But you don't want to. Well, we'll go into, we'll see if you say something different on Wednesday.
Well, we kind of did, but that wasn't enough, and then we did again, and then that wasn't enough, so I guess it'll become the anomaly of the ages.
Is every street in the world supposed to be on Google?
G-A-W House isn't on Google.
Our street, it doesn't show up on Google.
Right.
So it doesn't exist.
Use that on Wednesday.
No, you can't. We don't validate our position of beingness based on Google.
That's a good point. Not every street is on there, and if it's an obscure street or something. So then, part two, he goes, Ion's theology is basic Buddhist Taoist stuff with a little Jesus mixed in for the down-home crowd. relax and allow is the essence of the Tao Te Ching. The Buddha noted that we create reality with our thoughts 2,500 years ago. He noted that. And the Hindus got that 2,500 years before Sid, meaning Siddhartha. So I would say about that, that Ion, this is the Taoism, the Buddhism, the Christianity, the theology. He disses all theology. They all got it wrong. And doesn't really believe in relax and allow. He says it as using our words for people who want a simple formula. But when you go into it with Ion, it ain't about relaxing and allowing that you think it is. There's too much other things factoring. So that's what I would say to Buzz. What would you say? But you agree with what I just said?
Of course.
It's way more complicated than relax and allow. But when you're on the radio dealing with the public, you begin relax and allow. Try that. So it doesn't matter that someone might have said it. Ion's presenting a more complex, sophisticated, multidisciplinary meaning of it, which is just unfolding. We haven't even heard it all yet.
They've given you the answers, you just haven't found the question yet.
Okay, then he says, I like his countering of the prevailing memes and the charming cornpone bullshit I see as entertaining fantasies. I nonetheless find the factual errors detracts from what is otherwise pretty good advice. Till one finally experiences no time, in quotes no time, who could believe it? And why should they? It's an experience, not a belief. Then he said, I did a there is no time video a couple of years ago. And just actually, how does one relax and allow? I have been doing that for 10 years now, but I had to experience it. The idea means nothing without the experience. And then he comes up with the old Bob fan. Oh, and your McLuhan shit is still better than his. But he, it, they, Bubba, Gumponic, is learning some Mac. He's now saying Ion's learning some Mac, McLuhan. That's a good sign. Peace out. Aloha from Thailand. So do you have anything else to say about this corn porn bullshit detracts from whatever else is good? Okay, you're not giving advice. You're describing the now. I think you give appropriate advice to people one-on-one, and that's even done on the show. Do you have anything to say about his opinion? No, that's just his opinion. And the fact, and I would also tell him that Ion does not believe in facts. There are no facts, is what I would say.
Just like you spend the rest of your life figuring out right from wrong until you realize there's no wrong.
What you should say to him is, Bud, you're the perfect person to have a one-on-one reading with Ion, because then you can take it to the level you want it. Ion has to keep it at the level of the listener and the questioner, so you would be perfect.
Yeah, I was going to tell him, look, I said, look, I've done 1,000 hours. I want to tell you that the stuff we hear on the radio, it ain't nowhere near what can be talked to and developed with Ion. You're not getting the Ion experience on the radio. I don't know if I would say it, but I would apply it. Ion's just teasing people.
Not teasing. Meeting them at the level they're at.
No, Ion says we put teasers out there. He said that the other day. But
teasers and teasing is two different dynamics.
Right, teasers, not teasing. But they, or, you know, little fish, little bait for the fish to see if they will want to have a one-on-one.
Shiny.
Yeah, shiny, shiny. And then I would say to him, but the overall important thing is not what Ion says, is the fact that he affects people's non-physical, and we got endless evidence of that by the response we get in our questions and in private readings. It's the massage that's really happening, not what he's just limited to what he says.
All he's really saying, he's not even having an objection. All he's really saying is that if non-physical isn't going to give the empirically referenced articles, then just leave them out. Just say, screw you, I ain't telling. I know and I ain't telling. And you could say, okay, great, but then...
I get that mixed up. Who's saying I'm not giving the articles? Who's us. He's saying if Ion is not giving the articles...
No, it's like, why would Ion even bother to give that Gloucestershire Street... He wasn't even asked for the street. Ion offered it, but he offered something that can't be verified. So why did he even bother giving that out?
Is that what you're saying, Ion?
Yeah.
I don't get the point.
Ion wasn't even asked that question, so
Well, he did give out Glasgow Street. Ion gave out the street.
But he wasn't asked.
We weren't asked.
Yeah, you weren't asked. You just gave it out. So what's the point there?
Yeah, why did he give out unverifiables?
You're asking him on that.
Well, that's what Buzz is asking, Bob.
Yeah, why? So why does Ion do that?
Because from the flow of the cadence of the pining of the girth of the audience, it comes to that level. The same way with Matt, why would we tell him to consider peddling of tea?
Mm-hmm. Because
he didn't ask for that either, really.
It
he kind of did, but we wanted to tell him before he asked, but he just that we're going to get there. And so we let him get there, and then he got it. But if we had started off from that side, it would have been very marvelous and wonderful. But if it doesn't apply, it's moot. It's a moot thing. There's much of the human condition that is mutable.
Mutable.
People turn it off long before they get it. But if it activates their non-physical, so they start even asking the questions, then they can catch up with themselves and all is well. It's all as well.
Yeah, I like your word cadence. And it's the cadence, I call that eloquence, rhetorical eloquence. Ion is very good at saying things as it goes along, and it's just human mirroring back to humans. Like when he says it's in Zurich or something, then everybody goes, well, I wonder where it is. Then Ion says Glasgow Street. In response to the thinking out there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what I was saying, I would say, you have no problem with what I would say, relatively accurate, what I said in response to Buzz's.
I don't even remember what you said, so yeah.
Yeah, you did say yeah as we were doing it. Okay, so what's happened to Bill Clinton today, Ion?
He had an arrhythmia that they thought his heart quit beating.
Why did he have that?
The pressure in his inner kingdom was reminding him how easy it would be to commit suicide and be done with this shit.
What shit is he bothered by right now?
The pressures of the battleship going missing.
Okay, so we stop that appropriately. And we move it forward. We might come back to that in some format, but we got to be a little careful there. Okay, so we'll try this.
We can't call Ion, J.W. Ion, a medium.
Well, you could when you
collect. Okay, what is it? What is the term? That term, not it's non-physical, pure positive energy. Is there a term for the phenomenon that is JW/ion?
A large.
The Iranians, do they have a large?
They have a small.
You mean like J.D. Abrams had?
Pretty much.
And a small is not even a medium.
A seer.
No, this is great, Carol, that we now have a term. I didn't have it. We have a term. I used to say J.W. calls himself a large, or I am sensitive large, but I didn't know that's a good technical term for having access to zillions of everything.
There's a better one, but that's all you can swallow right now. We've been down them damn rabbit holes.
This is great. We have a JW is a large. Everybody think we're joking. Oh, it's a medium, but he calls a large. Okay,
wonderful, good, and that's good because now they'll know that we are not a medium.
That's right. We now have a term. Okay, what would be a medium medium? We have a large medium, a medium medium, and a small medium. Can you give an example of a medium medium?
Sylvia Brown.
Okay, what's a small medium?
Mother Tarot.
Right. So there was someone who was there, picked up something, and was accurate.
What do you mean, accurate?
Okay, this small medium, comma small, did they know portals?
Yes.
Can they portal travel themselves?
No.
So they knew about it, and then they had some intuition and said there's a portal there. And did they know about it from previous experiences that we've talked about that have been really recorded?
Previous anomaly.
Yeah, so this guy tuned, this man or woman tuned into it and told the small circle, so they knew, and they made that announcement. And the Iranians said, we will not announce that. We will announce the nuclear thing.
Right.
That's the, for the, what do you call it, for the outer kingdom, for the mass mind. They announced to tell you we got a dream. Okay. And they can deny the other aspect. And so we're at a very interesting point right now.
But if they're going to keep going to the only one they have left to fight with is themselves, so I guess the U.S. will have to declare war on themselves.
I missed the first part of the sentence. You said they don't have something.
Threatening and acting and posturing.
And if they didn't, they would have to attack themselves.
That's what they're down to, is declaring war on themselves.
So
well, that, no, that's good point, Carol. But is that, you mean they attack themselves? That's a civil war, the protesters and all that that we see on the jukebox?
They don't care. Yeah, that's one.
But they would go, the Iranians would go to war against themselves, is what you meant by that statement.
No, the U.S. would have to go to war with themselves. You got it all tangled up. What you're calling the terrorist and the jihadist and all this stuff. They're not interested in what the U.S. thinks about anything. They want to live their lives in their sandbox all like they have for thousands of years. And they're not interested in everybody's dogma of what they're supposed to be, do, or have like.
I want to figure out what you mean by the Americans would declare war on themselves. What they would attack.
If America can't find anybody else to pick a fight with or blame a battle on or go to war with, and nobody's going to fight with them and will not fight with them, and they got to have a war to pay for this crap.
They got to have a war to cover up the no money situation.
Right, so they'll have to start a war with themselves.
How would that manifest, a war with themselves?
Well, if the terrorists didn't come from somewhere else, if they came from right here, then the war would be here. Then everybody would get crossways of it, and you'd basically go to war with Texas or go to war with Portland or go to war with Alaska or to have a division in and of yourself from a terrorist situation that would undo your power force.
Power force. We call the false flag operation. 9-1-1 was a false flag operation to create the Patriots Bill and build up the defense industry. So it's about time America has another attack on itself created by the Pentagon or somebody to justify expenditures on weaponry. That's what you're talking about? Just create the disease and offer the cure. So they make a war on themselves by blowing up something here in the country.
Seems to already have happened, hasn't it?
You mean the Detroit thing? I don't know. Has there been an attack?
We don't know, Bob. Let's think about it now. Let's see. We had an attack, and there was a problem in the bond market, and they didn't.
Okay, well, when you said it's already happened, you mean 911 is what it is.
That's an example of going to war with yourself.
Okay, good, good. Okay. So Carol brings up the point, it's a... like a Bay of Pigs, a Cuban Missile.
You mean 1960? Gosh, we've never dealt with that before.
Okay, well, you look, I remembered, I'm bringing it up. And Carolyn remembered it. But it's the Cuban Missile Crisis, 1962. So we did the Bay of Pigs a couple months ago when the people came in into the White House dinner. Okay, that's Bay of Pigs. Now you have the missile crisis. Is that what you're saying? We got a Cuban Missile Crisis happening here?
We did already.
Well, Carolyn did. Do you agree with Carolyn? The metaphor. Do you mean you did already, referring to the fact a month ago you said 1960? Is that what you mean by that statement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but yeah, this is 1962. Yeah. I take 60 as 60. Okay, so you mean the early 60s. Okay, we expanded on that. We got to stick with 1960, because if I said 1961, no, Bob, we said 1960.
The Cuban Missile Crisis did not start in 1962.
Well, it started in 61, or are you going to say 1960?
October the 15th, 1960.
So Clinton is on alert as he recovers to find out what's going to happen next, right? Yes. So did anybody who needs to know in that lead hearing our reading, are they getting a clue from hearing us? Somebody in the loop who might...
Just count the beeps and you'll know.
Well, what? I don't know what that sound is pointed at.
We were mocking your
I'm trying to figure out which beats. See, I'm hearing a beat, but that's my own phone. And then I'm wondering, are we talking about...
He thought it was a meat wagon.
Who thought it was?
Who are you talking to, Bob?
Okay, yeah, I don't know. Look, if you say a sentence, a meat wagon, I need to know what the word is that started the sentence. You could have said, Bob.
You said, I hear beeping, but that's my own phone. And I said, Ion hears a, thought it was a meat wagon, an ambulance.
Well, that's just happening right now. But
imagine nonsense I'm talking about right now.
See, we don't need to have these impolite, crude remarks.
It was October the 15th, 1960. That's when the meat wagon rolled. Oh, okay, good.
So we have my beeping. When you say we monitor the beeping, the one that I would think you're referring to is the one that happens in JW's phone. That's the one that's sensitive. Would you agree?
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't delineate. We'd say when you hear beeping, they're listening.
Does that include the beeping I'm getting because of my battery?
There is no difference.
Well, we're glad to help.
Of course.
Glad to help them figure out what's going on.
Just remember, this is copywritten material.
The people who are listening, are they plugged into headquarters that needs to know right now?
Obviously not.
Why?
Because they don't report to that agency.
Whoever they report to, will it influence the people that are missing?
No.
It reports to someone else.
Headquarters.
Is this the headquarters for the 418 group or for some other group?
Oh, no. Some other group.
The real headquarters, I guess you could say.
Oh, well, now that's different.
Oh, okay. Well, I imagine there's a military or two, commander or two, wondering what's going on, and will they hear about our stuff?
Up to them.
Okay.
Can we answer that, Bob? I mean, any way you go with that, then you're going to want the name, and then Buzz is going to find him in the roster, and he went AWOL because he took a ride on a Rear Admiral's invitation to ride on a battleship, and now the motherfucker is gone, and Buzz can't find him, so why are we even going into it, you see? I mean, headquarters is missing, Bob. Oh, my God. Where did headquarters go? Well, it was there. Well, where was it? We don't know where headquarters is. Gloucester Street in Zurich. There is no Gloucester Street in Zurich, so it can't be the headquarters is gone. So where was the headquarters before? Well, it was on the battleship that disappeared. Which battleship? The one that disappeared. Why go into all these things that you can't Google and find out?
You see the poetry of this performance? I decided to bring up Buzz and his denial of the Google reality and all that. That becomes a great metaphor that I can stick in right now for his comedic punchline. He brings it back to it. The effects precede the causes here.
Of course. But it is important to bring it up because...
Bring what up? What? To bring what up?
What were we talking about?
Buzz and headquarters and...
You brought that up, and that was important because...
I'd like to know what...
Is that referring
to me bringing up Buzz or bringing up the Iranian thing? Can you make it...
Buzz!
Okay, good. It's important. I just want to know what you're referring to, because it could refer to many things we've covered the past.
Okay.
I remember everything, mostly, in some way, and so when you say that, I need to know which thread we're following, which time loop. So anyways, you're referring to Buzz. Yes, it was important to bring that
up. Gloucester Street anomaly that he made reference was significant because that's what you asked some time ago that we didn't answer.
Tonight? Wednesday? See, I asked some.
You mentioned a thing about Buzz.
Yeah, tonight. You're talking about tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then let's agree that it was tonight. What do you think?
Okay. But you said some time ago. That can mean weeks or months. You mean half an hour ago. Okay. I brought up Buzz. Great. Now, it was significant about it. Go ahead.
So do you think you're going to have time to figure out this timeline, Bob?
I don't know. Let's just carry on.
We don't time, so...
Right, sorry, you were making an important point about it was significant that Bob start off with Buzz and the Gloucester Street. Okay, carry on.
So the question was then, why do you give us information that they can't find? And you got an answer. But you didn't ask the question of why Ion blows in these tidbits of information that 200 readings later, all of a sudden you go, my God, I had it all in. And no, there is no
Please don't digress. I'm wavering because I missed a sentence or two back there. I'm trying to hold back. I give up. I don't know what you're talking about. We're going to start over again. You're saying that it was significant I mentioned the Gloucester Street and Buzz's objection. And then, can you then carry on? What's your point you're making?
It is important when things get dropped in, sometimes even when they're not solicited privately, because it comes back to having an anomalous validation. Maybe not yesterday, maybe not day after tomorrow, but 200 readings from today, all of a sudden you go, wow, Carolyn, we had it all the time. We didn't know we had it. Carolyn, did you get that? Yes, Bob, I got that. No, you did not. I get it. You don't get it. You can't get it. You just
We don't need to go.
I want the details.
Look, we know all that.
Carolyn,
It just occurred to me that when we talked about the Sigourney Weaver woman in the Middle East who discovered the portal and all that and then transitioned, when you say that something is in the box on Gloucester Street, I think it's something there. She was connected to and she put there. But no, Gloucester Street is where they press the button to make the battleship disappear. There could be that way of looking at it. Do you know what I mean?
But no.
That may not be the case, but that's what you're getting at. It's important that that's not on Google because...
Yes, that's exactly correct. But don't believe little old nonsense.
No, stop doing that. Do you need to go into this, what is it, swan song?
The two of you, if Bob would only learn to ask a question instead of stating his facts, and if I would only learn to use pronouns, we might be getting somewhere.
But here's the point, Carolyn. The magic of this theater is that Bob has his way of finding out what we're to find out, and Ion enjoys having comedic excuses to have comedic rants, okay? He needs Bob to be the fall guy.
We finally get there. It just takes a bit.
Yeah, Carolyn, you're impatient, Carolyn. It's just great that we get somewhere. Then that's good. We got somewhere. It makes sense. He's like, Buzz is thinking it should be there. Hey, we're talking top security here on Jazzville. Why would it be listed?
It's got to be developed. It's got to be developed, Karen. Because we could just bam, 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 bam. And then it would just be turned loose and go, well, that was right, and that wasn't, and that's maybe okay, and we liked it. It was a bunch of horse shit, but it smelled nice. Well, no, that's just crap. I can't get involved with this stuff. They just tell stories, lies, lies, and phone lies.
Are you also entertaining the people who are listening? Because they probably are trying to get some basic facts. They got to put up with all this wandering around in the desert humor.
They didn't believe us when we told them to relax and allow, so what else are they not going to believe?
Who's they?
You.
Yeah, you. No, they. You mean the listeners of Cashflow or the listeners of the important people right now think they're important?
What's the difference?
Okay. Yeah, you told everybody, including me. So we go through this process where Bob wanders all over the place and it bumps into the answer. And Ion is, while Bob's wandering, Ion makes comedic rants about it. And we always have Carolyn coming in. That was the perfect timing. Will you guys stop it? And Carolyn does it. It's part of the cycle. We're not finished until Carolyn yells. And we know she's going to yell. Spring program. You get that, Carolyn? Spring program. We know Carolyn's going to yell at some point.
That's right.
Can we all calm down now? Okay. So that'll be fun to tell. But look, Buzz, you planted it back there. It's always the same process. We can't know now unless we plan something in the past. Well, there is no now, but we think there is a now if we have a past and a future. That's how we know our now. But you got to break that, and then you have a resonating large now.
Mm-hmm. But you don't even have to. You could just say, hey, Buzz, I checked with Ion, and Ion says absolutely, Buzz.
Okay, so Ion has his art form, Carol, and he's going to drop in Glasgow Street on Wednesday because this is a larger thing that Ion is communicating to and about. That's the point.
42.
If the Glasgow Street, no wonder it's not noticed. It's an important place.
We've been talking about here at the wall for 240 sessions, and
the wall. Okay. Let's go into what Ion refers to.
You've nixed it now. We've had to give it away. You didn't get nothing of that today. You'll get it another day.
About the wall.
Yeah, because we've been beating that to damn high heaven to eternity and back.
You just mentioned the wall, and then I go, oh, okay, wall. And you go, no, you're not getting that. But you mentioned
it now.
Connie's nodding excitedly at the perversity of it.
No, just put it on our list.
Why aren't we getting it now? Why did you bring it up?
Because we've already done it 200 times, and you hadn't got it, so we're doing one.
The wall.
Well, we know the Queen Mother's wall.
Yeah.
Let's do a few other little anomalies for your list. Why do we keep talking about Trafalgar Square and Hadron's wall? And here at the wall at Depot Street, 121 Depot Street. Is that on Google? Oh, you better check it and see that bus.
I think I checked it. Trafalgar Square and Hadron's wall. Well, everything's always a portal. That's the big Ion specialty, is telling us portals. Is there something more than portals, or the portals are the be-all and end-all of understanding our reality?
Not even a beginning.
Okay, so it's Hadron's wall. When you say the wall, you're referring to that, not necessarily.
No.
Yeah, Hadron's wall.
You were making a list, so that means there's more than one, right?
Yeah. Okay, what's another theme you bring up?
That we anomalously miss.
Queen to Queen level 3.
Yes, that JW said that to me after I saw Chris' story in April 2008. It was one of his first times he said it. Okay, Queen to Queen.
King Albert's interaction with Queen Mother.
Yeah, that's Victoria's husband.
Look it up, you won't believe us.
Yeah, Queen. Oh, that's the Duke of Windsor? Did Duke of Windsor quit because of found out the portal stuff?
Yes, Bob.
Okay. You said King Albert.
Yeah, we did. 39 times now.
Queen to level 3, and then the relationship of King Albert.
And the Queen Mother.
And we are referring to King Albert as the guy who stepped down because he had...
wanted to marry a divorcee.
Right, that's who you mean by King Albert, Ion. Right?
Yeah,
King Albert's relationship to...
had nothing to do with the divorcee. Had everything to do with the interaction with the Queen Mother.
How about this? She got it. He saw that she got it. And he said, okay, I can have it taken because it's now in your hands.
Not necessarily in that order, but yeah.
You know, the Duke of Windsor visited Edgar Casey, Carol. And this King Albert used to go to Casey. Am I correct on that, Ion?
Yes.
Yeah, I read that.
You are correct on that.
So Albert, he didn't mind looking like a fool and giving up power because he had good reasons to do it, is what Ion seems to be suggesting.
Well, yeah, maybe when you're enlightened being, you don't care.
Yeah, you don't care what the public thinks about what you're doing. The divorcee issue, or the American stepping down the barrier, was a cover. Did the divorcee know that it was a cover?
No.
I saw him interviewed in 60 Minutes or some footage of it. He was very bitter at the end of his life. That's how he was presented.
Of course.
What was he bitter about?
He got undone out of his own monarchy by some little land girl.
Ah, so the King Albert... Yeah. Okay, I make fun of us when we get it. I get it. Okay, so what? We got it, okay? It's important, we got it. And
for now.
For now. And okay, so the Queen Mother presented something to him that floored him.
And stop it right there. Unfortunately, a little censorship.